on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's
Hammer Time.
Waking up with the YCCA. Hammer Time is brought to you by Lawhorn Plumbing, Verde Valley Alarm Services, Earthworks Landscape and Supply, Prescott Home Safety, Greenlee Designer Surfaces, Get Right Mitigation, Franklin Plumbing, The Blind Brothers, Caltex, Vicente Landscaping, Barrett Propane, and Badger Roofing. And now from the studios of KQ&A, it's Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA. Here's the Executive Director of the Yavapai County Contractors Association, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody, hang on. We are ready for liftoff. You are tuned in to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association. All of our mics are working. We're connected electronically. The engineer is here. My wingman Mike is here. Our guest is here. Can't ask for more than that.
We're ready to roll.
We are ready to roll. Gosh, you know, just when I think my cough is gone, it kind of comes back. I've tried everything from pizza to vanilla ice cream to red wine.
I was just going to ask you if you did wine.
To milk, to oatmeal.
Nada.
It still will not leave my body. So I apologize if I cough, but I can't figure this out.
And you were doing real well.
I was doing so well. So it's back.
It's back.
It's that time of year.
Oh, I don't know. It's making me crazy. So all is good. We had a wonderful show last weekend with Banker Insulation.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we learned a lot of good stuff, didn't we, buddy?
Banker.
I'm sorry, Banker Insulation. Great show. If you want to learn about insulation, gutters, or fireplaces, I say tune in. Go back to the archives and listen to your heart's content. So I brought you a present, and I brought the engineer a present. I brought you a little bag. Oh, I kind of got into this one. I cut the ear off of this one.
I brought you an open bag.
No, it's not open. I just cut it because I wanted to taste one, and they didn't help my cough, so I sealed it back up.
Chocolate is a cure-all for everything.
But it didn't cure my cough. So here's an open bag that's now sealed.
Oh, terrific. Thank you.
And engineer, here's a sealed bag that's not been opened. Let's see. I think they kind of, maybe quite a few did come out of this bag.
That's okay. That'll work. M&M's caramel.
Yes, engineer, perfect. A bag for you, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay. Sorry.
Actually, I think I'm going to save this for 2 weeks.
You're not. That's no way is that going to happen.
I'll have to put it somewhere where I can't get to it very easily.
You won't, because you're going to know where you put it.
But the reason I would do it for 2 weeks is because I could use that for sustenance while we're walking around.
No, they're going to be gone. I'm not, I'm not falling for
so
that
So are
one.
We having other sustenance for our walk around?
I don't know what I'm going to feed you to walk around.
Breakfast burritos.
Yay. So, listeners, there's my cough. I'm digging in. I'm chilling out.
So what we were referring to
is the home
in
show.
2 weeks, we have the home show.
I know. So April 25th, 26th, and 27th. How cool is that? We're getting ready. We're going to make a splash. And our guest with us this morning will be at the home show.
Cool.
So we are going to talk about our guest. Our guest is going to talk about what he does when we come back from our break.
Perfect.
I think we need to dig into this bag since it's already open.
We'll have to do that.
Listeners, we'll be right back. You are listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by YCCA.
And aired on Talk of the Quad Cities. That's KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. So please stay tuned for some great messages from our ever so valuable sponsors. We'll aid in Miss Sandy's recovery while we're on break, and we'll be right back.
Just don't make me laugh.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
We're back on air. I'm not coughing yet. So our guest with us this morning with Mike and me on Hammer Time is Mr. Chris Crosby. He's the owner of Crosby Home Services. Mm-hmm. Chris, welcome to Hammer Time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This is going to be cool. We're going to talk about what you do.
I'm excited.
You should be. Do you want an M&M?
Oh.
This bag's already open.
I know. That's why I'm hesitant.
So we'll dig into those.
I know. Then I cut. They're caramel. They have caramel.
Whoa.
So, listeners, Chris Crosby is a licensed contractor, and you're a member of YCCA, and you've kind of started out doing nothing but decks. I mean, that was kind of like your little niche market.
That was, and we still do a lot of decks.
Right, you do.
I will venture to say I think we are the biggest deck contractor in northern Arizona.
Holy moly, Batman.
So we pride ourselves on our customer service, the service side of contracting, which has always been the goal. And that's why it's Crosby Home Services. You don't know how many decks are out there. That's why it's not Crosby Deck Services. skill set is not limited to decks only. And we are actually moving into more and more other home service projects, not stopping what we're doing with decks, but also bathroom remodels, kitchen remodels, a lot of interior projects.
Perfect. You know, when you first joined us and came on board, it was Chris Crosby only. The one, the only worker bee, carried the tool bag, drove the tool truck, did the bids, pounded the nails, did the design work.
Yep.
Now share with our listeners.
So now we have two crews running full-time for deck work and one crew running for remodel work, as well as a list of fully licensed subcontractors that assist us with projects or parts of the projects that we don't tackle ourselves. We're mostly doing carpentry in-house.
So on the decks, do you do, what percentage would you guesstimate are remodels versus new?
It's about 80% remodeling an existing deck versus putting a deck that doesn't exist on a house.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that through the years, especially if they're not flashed properly underneath the beams, underneath the joists that sit on the beams, there gets to be a certain amount of wood rotting, so to speak, and especially on the north side where the sun doesn't get to it, seems to be a little bit more exacerbated. So on the deck repairs, is that basically what you're finding?
So we see a lot of rotten joists, mm-hmm. rotten ledgers, rotten beams that need replacement. People are not typically doing regular maintenance on their deck. Right. If you have a deck on your house, it is a regular maintenance item, and every 3 to 5 years, you need to do work on it.
The good news is, though, that at least the decking material that you stand on is at least now we've made inroads to where that doesn't need to be maintained like it used to be when it was cedar or redwood.
Correct.
So are you using a lot of the...
A lot of composites.
Composites.
Most people get to the lifespan of a deck, and they want it to look good when they get it redone, mm-hmm. and they want it to stay looking good. And that's composite material for your decking, and we do a lot of metal railings.
Let's talk about deck maintenance. You said 3 to 5 years. What would that include, Chris?
Refinishing. So if you have an old wood deck and you're maintaining it, which is mostly going to be a redwood deck mm-hmm. around here with a Doug fir frame, checking the frame for any rot that might be present, repairing any or replacing any joists, and then refinishing your deck. I mean, scraping, sanding, applying a new finish on the top surface.
So can you do all that work yourself?
We do everything deck related.
Okay, perfect.
Anything with a deck, we tackle that project.
You are the deck guy.
Yeah.
The deck guru.
Because unless you have what I always refer to as a walking deck, which is a flat surface with no gaps, the majority of decks have the gaps. Mm-hmm. And so the water and or snow, when it melts, runs through those gaps onto the joists and onto the beams, and then they don't dry or they freeze during the winter. And if you don't maintain that, that's what leads to the rotting.
And that's a real thing with the weather we get here. It's very extreme from our coldest days to our hottest days. So it's tough on wood. And not everyone goes out and shovels their deck off when it snows.
And I don't think I would.
That snow just gradually melting tends to cause more wear on decks than anything else that I see.
So you said you do metal railings. That seems to be the norm now, metal railings, especially in the wildland-urban interface.
Right.
They're going like gangbusters.
Much easier to maintain, too.
Absolutely.
Yes, for sure. So a lot of powder-coated steel, powder-coated aluminum, those seem to be the standards.
And with the, whether it's Trex or and one of the other composite materials, sometimes you can get the railings or fabricator railing that goes on the top of the metal to where that transitions and gives you the visual tie-in from your new decking material.
Correct. And it's nice rail. I mean, it's nicer than the old redwood picket rails that we did for years. It's a step up in aesthetics and quality.
So we talked many times, Sandy, about the shoemaker's son not having shoes. Well, I have one of those old decks that I keep threatening to...
You're saying this on air.
I am, that I keep threatening to replace, but I have the wooden pickets and railing, and we do maintain it on an annual basis, but that's more of a pain in the rear than the decking itself.
Oh, yeah. I would rather shut doors than have to sand redwood balusters anymore.
Yep.
It's the least enjoyable.
Just replace the material.
Yeah. Well, I am. I'm gonna do it when I need to expand the deck a little bit, and then when I do that, I'm gonna replace all the walking surface as well as the railing, and I'm going to do exactly what Chris said. I'm going to go to a metal railing.
And what's our timeline on this replacement, sir?
Sometime in the near future, hopefully.
Chris, he always manages to escape.
As I can eke out the time, we'll do it.
It's funny you mentioned that, Mike, because on my house, I also have an old deck that is wood that needs replacement. And
we have time to work on other people's, and we don't always have the time to work on our own.
Yes, yeah. But Chris, you said you have time now that you have all these teams of people working for you. It has freed up your personal time, so you're not working 14 hours a day, right?
Right.
I heard that.
And I'm kind of enjoying that.
He's down to 12, whichever 12 you want.
So I guess he doesn't want to get into his personalized deck replacement. That's funny, you guys.
It will happen for both of us sooner or later. It's just a matter of timing.
Exactly. So you mentioned that you were now gearing in on the home services, so remodeling baths and kitchens.
Yep.
Do you like doing that?
Yeah, and we've always done some of that, but it's usually been a customer who we've done a deck work
right.
for who says, hey, can you also do this? And what's made us get us so many calls with decks and have, you know, the good reviews that we do is the service side of the contracting. And I think that is also missing in kitchen remodels, bathroom remodels, interior projects as well.
We have to take our first break, listeners, and Chris, and when we come back, we'll talk about the service side of your company and what you do and why it's so important. How's that? Listeners, stay tuned for some messages from our stellar sponsors of Hammer Time, Mike Crisney and the Open Bag of M&Ms, and the engineer. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Good morning and welcome back to Hammer Time. You guys, did you watch the Duke Houston basketball game?
I didn't have a chance to.
What do you mean?
Because I was moving.
That's no excuse. Chris, did you watch it?
No.
Engineer, did you watch it?
Every second.
Was it not amazing?
Totally awesome.
Awesome.
It's neat when you have a good game. Heard the results.
I know.
So
and
it
then,
was close.
I'm not going to put on air because maybe people haven't seen it or know, but I'm sure they do the outcome of the Gators and the Houston, but that's just for quiet secrets. All is good, but I kind of like the basketball stuff. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, and in the men's finals to have four number one seeded.
I know. Was
teams.
That not cool?
That is amazing.
I know. Since when? 1988
yeah,
or
long,
eons
long time ago.
Okay, back to Chris for his customer service end of his business. Why is that so important to you? Why have you taken that and modeled it after your business practice, Chris?
Basically, because a lot of the stories I was hearing about contractors were, don't answer the phone, don't show up for appointments, pulled off of the job for several weeks, I don't know where they're at. And I kept hearing those stories, and I thought, well, that's a customer service issue. And we've taken steps in our business, and I know not every contractor is like that, but to provide good customer service to our customers.
It's simple communication.
So, yeah, exactly. That means we answer the phone, we show up. If we're running late, they get a notice. If we have a problem, we don't try to hide it. We say, hey, you know, I agree, that's a problem, yeah.
and
this is our plan to fix it.
Yeah, and if materials are delayed for 2 days, that's nothing you can do anything about, but you just don't pull off and not let the customer know, because then they're
exactly.
wondering, what the heck happened?
Correct. And when you're doing working on homes that people live in, it's very important to them.
And they want their bath put back together, and they want their kitchen put back.
Absolutely. So that's from that standpoint, Chris has got a little bit more coordination to do than I do on the new home side, because
a day or two
delay isn't going to be as crucial to the customer as it is if they're actually living in the house.
Right, especially if they got a deck torn apart or a bathroom or a kitchen and someone doesn't show up for a week and they don't know why. I don't think that's good on the customer service side of contracting.
Yeah, it makes mom unhappy because she can't cook, and it makes dad unhappy because he has to take her out to dinner.
Right.
Over and over and over.
So were you always ingrained in this customer service method growing up, or did it just come to you as a vision that this is what you needed to do?
An epiphany.
Yes.
I had worked in a home service related field before starting my own company, and so I modeled a lot of what we do off of that, and that industry has a lot more urgency in the calls, and when people need something, they need it quicker. So we're not 24-hour service, mm-hmm. but we do call people and show up. And
well, how did you instill this customer service work ethic in your employees?
Basically, I fire the ones who don't come on board with what we are doing.
That's a pretty subtle message.
That's a very subtle message.
If you like your job, pay attention and do what we ask you to do.
Yeah, so a lot of construction hiring is if you can fog a mirror, you can come on board. We actually go through an interview process, and we lay out the expectations with our employees. Very similar to how we treat our customers, is expectations are always laid out and enforced.
Ooh, the man with the iron glove.
I've never heard that expression.
Fog a mirror,
I think that's great.
It means that you have a breath and
exactly.
you're breathing.
Exactly, yeah. Vertical and breathing.
Yeah, that's funny.
Well, that's a lot of construction hiring,
yes,
though.
But it's not just construction hiring. I want to make sure, number one, that is not how we're all geared. It's hiring for almost every place. I mean, because the workforce is so down.
So limited.
People are hiring whoever they can to continue that enforcement of the work that's coming through the doors.
unfortunate, but hopefully that too will pass. If we can get some workforce housing and affordable housing, we can attract more people.
Let's hope so.
Keep our fingers crossed.
Yes. What about, so how many employees do you have? I know you have crews. What does that equate to in the number of employees, Chris?
So I have 12 field employees.
Oh, wow.
I have an estimator and an office, full-time office person.
Well, then you don't have anything to do.
I still have to make sure it's all going. It's... really, the goal for the employees and one of my main roles is that we are accomplishing things to my standards and not, I can't tell you the number of times I've had guys tell me, well, the owner is happy with it. And of course, I want the owners to be happy with it. But they are telling me in a way that as if that's the standard that we are trying to hit. And it is my standard that we are trying to hit. And more
Perfect.
Times than not, that is more stringent than what a homeowner will.
Yeah. I was just going to say kudos to you for that, because if they live up to your standards, you know that the homeowner is going to be happy.
Yes.
Now, do you go check your jobs daily or every other day, or how are you inspecting those standards?
Regularly.
Okay.
So I show up usually unannounced, so the guys, you know.
Ooh.
And we see how things are going, and I give them advice. And we're getting to the point, though, where I don't find that many things anymore.
Perfect. Good leadership on your end, my friend.
Well, it takes a deliberate effort.
Yeah, but once you get the expectations ingrained into those employees, that's half the battle right there.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, for sure. Do they all wear Chris Crosby Home Services shirts, or what are your expectations for the uniform?
So I haven't quite gotten far enough to have full uniforms for everybody. We do have some shirts out there, and some guys will wear their shirts every day. The expectations are they show up on time, they work hard all day, fairly clean cut. No profanity, no, you know, peeing in the bushes,
right.
That kind of stuff.
No smoking on the job site.
Right.
Perfect. Wow. Then you've made it.
It's Mike. Almost a sad commentary that those things that should come.
Basic expectations.
Basic, yeah.
I know.
You have to train people.
To our universe and our world. Listeners, we have to take another break. Was that the bottom of our hour? Oh, wow. This time going fast. We'll be right back, so don't move.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Man, this show is like zipping by.
Quick, quick, quick.
I think I did a whole segment without a cough.
We're so
amazing, amazing. Okay, so Chris, why do you like what you do?
It's really fun watching, say, a deck or a bathroom go from something either dated or really dilapidated and turning it into something that's modern and new and beautiful. And so the before and after of a project like this is really amazing to see.
Perfect. So do you have the ability, if Mrs. Homeowner wanted to remodel her kitchen, do you have the ability to do a layout or show her that maybe this cabinet should be moved here and let's put the refrigerator there? How do you work that? Or when you remodel a kitchen, what does that mean?
When we're doing kitchens, so we don't have full interior design capabilities
right.
in-house. And if someone isn't changing very many things, we can look at, you know, what the cabinets look like. If they need a full interior design, we would refer that to an interior designer. And if anyone's looking at a really custom kitchen remodel, I would recommend that they go that route. It's going to help you make a lot of choices
right.
That need to be made on the kitchen, avoid a lot of change orders, and make sure the project overall goes smoother. If they're just swapping out cabinets or something, we can look at that. We have displays in our showroom that they can, pick out cabinets. They could change door layouts to drawers or something like that, where it's the box is the same, but the cabinet is different.
So whose cabinets do you market?
We have a couple of different ones. Okay. So we have some budget level cabinets if someone was looking at entry level. Those are called RTA cabinets. We also work with some cabinet shops here in town if they wanted something more custom. And I hate to say it, but you can always look at the big box stores. Those are what would be somewhere in between. So semi-custom cabinets. Again, though, if someone wants something really custom, they should be working with an interior designer.
I would agree. And the interior designer is going to do more than just the cabinet layout, because they specialize in keeping abreast not only of new decor trims with tile and surfaces, solid surfaces, but also with appliances. And so they can make a lot of recommendations.
So do you use an interior designer when you do your homes?
It depends, Mike? depends on the client. Okay. In some cases we do. In some cases that would be usually done in conjunction with the architect during the architectural process.
Cool. Okay, so Chris, are you ready to remodel your own kitchen?
I've already done my own kitchen. I haven't done my deck, but I did my own kitchen.
Okay, good.
He's a step ahead of me.
He is a step ahead of you.
Well, I had an original 1970s kitchen with melamine cabinets and all hung crookedly and none of the drawers pulled out straight.
So we have a new look in the kitchen. I bet Christy is thrilled.
Oh, yeah. Old soffitted ceiling.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, we already did our kitchen.
Fluorescent lights and no cat lights.
Yeah, that's funny. Chris and his family, they have chickens.
Oh really?
Oh yeah.
Cool.
Oh yeah.
He's had them for quite a few years.
For egg purposes.
I was just going to say, because if you have mullets for eggs, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Do you think you'll get chickens?
Not allowed in.
Oh, okay.
The HOA frowns on that.
No chickens allowed. What about, how busy are you? I mean, are you?
We're pretty consistently 2 to 3 month backlog new projects. It helps. We're still planning them out, and it helps to plan it out. So we're still work with people actively. Picking products, getting on schedule.
Okay, so how do you do this, Mike? You can answer this as well. If you're that far out, how do you handle lumber increases or price increases in your contracts?
Luckily for me, so we do fixed cost bidding. So the price they get will be the same price in 3 months.
Okay.
Luckily for us and what we're doing, lumber is such a small part of the overall cost. Composites are not a commodity like lumber, and so they don't fluctuate in price throughout the year. Same with our metal railing systems. It is a commodity, but it's manufactured product that they make a bunch of it and sell it all at one price point. They do price increases at the beginning of the year, so if you're thinking of a deck project, we're already too late this year, but the whole rest of this year, composites and metal railings will be the same price.
Well, good. And Mike, what do you do with your contracts?
Because we are consuming a lot of lumber,
right.
And that's an important factor. Well, maybe well over $100,000 worth of lumber materials, which will be not only your sticks, meaning the 2x4s, 2x6s, but also your sheeting goods. So we do we're willing to do either, but so far all of our customers, when we sit down and look at it, wish to go on a cost plus basis.
Okay.
And a lot of the really high-end custom stuff is all, a lot of it's done on cost plus. Mm-hmm.
Probably the safest way to do it. Yeah.
Well, and when you're looking at a big project like that, if you were to do a fixed cost basis, there would have to be a contingency fee involved. And my personal opinion is because that would be paid regardless, I don't like people having to pay for something that they don't utilize. And so the cost plus is more fair on a big project because we do see prices going down. We had bid a couple that we just recently actually completed. When we bid those, the lumber market was higher than when we actually used the material. So we didn't end up charging as much for the lumber materials as we had bid.
So then when your cost plus, and Chris, I'm sure the same with you, you have got to keep all of those receipts.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, that's part of your, do you turn that over to your client at the end?
No, I give them monthly invoices, okay. And I give copies of everything that has been billed and paid.
Perfect.
During the month.
So, a lot of paperwork. So they have,
it is. Unfortunately, I kill a lot of trees, but
whoa.
Try to do as much electronically as possible.
Perfect. So what's the, you said, Chris, the favorite part of your job is seeing something coming to fruition from taking the old 1970s kitchen and it's blooming into the 2025 look.
Yeah.
Same with decks, everything.
Anything when you're doing remodeling, it's old. And so people are hardly ever remodeling a brand new house or a one-year-old kitchen.
Right.
It's usually going to be dated. And it's not like a little dated or a little dilapidated. It's usually
a lot.
Really bad. And so it's great to see where you design it so people are using that space and what they want. And usually that's the funnest part is getting the project completed, seeing the homeowners be happy with it and what it used to be and what it is now.
Perfect.
Yeah, my hat's off and I give kudos to them because one of the things with remodels versus new construction is when you're in the remodel business, you never know what's behind the wall.
Oh,
you never
yes.
know. I mean, I pulled out shower pans where the plumbers roughed in their copper pipes incorrectly in the wrong spot, or the framers put the wall in the wrong spot. But either way, their fix was to just bend the copper over into the wall.
The worst I've ever heard, and it wasn't in this market, and it certainly wasn't one that we had done, but a shower pan being pulled out, and instead of moving the drain over to be underneath the fixed pan location, they used plumber's putty and created a channel.
Oh, nice.
Oh, no.
So it was on concrete, which was the good news. But I mean, there are some horror stories when you
don't
get into
you wonder?
Remodeling.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, the remodeling, the unknown factor.
Right.
So kudos for you for tackling those
because modern standards are different than 1990 standards, 1970 standards.
Listeners, it's time for another break. You'll hear some messages from our super cool sponsors. So Chris, Mike, me, and the engineer, and our open bag of M&Ms. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
We're back on air. Thanks for hanging with us, listeners. You know, I want to let you know, if you just tuned in or you have to leave in a few minutes, you can catch a replay of our show tomorrow, Sunday, 7 a.m., same great station, and the bag of M&Ms will still be open. There might not be too many left, but they'll be there, right, Mike?
Absolutely.
Gosh, it's been summer out now. 100 down in Phoenix.
Yep. I mean, it's just amazing. I don't recall it being such a, in
swing.
A lot of years, such a mild winter.
So you're going to have to eat the M&Ms because they'll melt, buddy. They'll melt.
Okay.
Listeners, you can meet Chris Crosby. He will be at our home show. You've been there for how many years now?
This is five or six.
I was going to say five,
yeah.
So good for you. You've been a member of YCCA for many years. We're proud to have you, and you know, I do appreciate your hard work, and you're always there when I need something. So thank you, my friend.
No, thank you.
We call him all the time. Chris, I need you to do this. I need you to look at that. But life is good. I'm finding that more and more people are calling for remodels still. I mean, lots of decks, painting, refinishing houses, bath and kitchen remodels.
So, but you just answered your own question in a sense that you asked him earlier. So now that you have all these crews, what do you do with all your spare time? He's working for you.
He is. That's right. Very good. Thank you, Mike. He does work for us. Wait, I think I work for him. That was cute. How many years do you see you continuing? Do your kids want to be heir apparent?
Oh, not yet. So not much interest with my kids.
Oh, do you take them to the job site?
Sometimes for cleanup especially. yeah, I bring my trailer out and have them load the trailer up for the last little bits on a job.
How old?
13 to 8.
Oh, okay.
So three kids. The oldest is 13. And the eight-year-old, no, it's not. It's a construction site still. And so he's a boy. You can't just have him out there running around on a construction site.
They're so cute. They're just great kids. So you'll see them. I know Mike at the home show because they've been there every year, kind of walking around and helping Dad. They've been in the booth a couple times. So, yeah, heir apparent. We got to get him trained.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Did you take your kids, your granddaughters, to your job sites?
Did not this time.
Okay.
Because they were here for a shorter period. Did take them rock climbing.
Rock climbing. You went rock climbing.
Well, kind of.
Well, okay. What does that mean, and how did you climb rocks?
Over at the rock climbing facility.
Oh, you went in there? You hooked up to the harness and stuff?
No, they hooked up.
Oh.
I was in charge of taking pictures.
Okay. So you took pictures from the bottom? They climbed the wall?
Yep, exactly.
How fun.
Yeah, last time they were here, we took them over there, and they enjoyed that thoroughly. So
you took them back?
I took them back. So.
Do you have aspirations of climbing the wall?
No, I've been there, done that, and that's fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
Chris, have you been there with your kids?
No, my kids have been there, but I have not been there.
I was challenged when we went to my daughter's wedding. They had at the resort, they had a rock wall. And so my son climbed it and said, come on, Dad. So
you did?
Yeah, so I did.
Last time.
Well, but the unfortunate part was the groom tried and he didn't make it, so that kind of put a damper on things.
Oh, no.
So we moved right along.
Oh, how sad, how sad. Okay, back to construction with Chris Crosby, Crosby Home Services. Can our listeners reach you how?
So you can call our office if you want to get something checked out or get a quote for a project. That would be 928-458-4373.
Perfect.
You can check out our website, which is crosbyhomeservices.com. A lot of people just wonder how much projects cost. We actually have a full cost breakdown for bathrooms, kitchens, and decks on our website. Or you could always stop by our office, which also is a showroom, which is at 9144 East Florentine. Space number one there in Prescott Valley.
So is the office man 5 days a week?
Yes, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
With a real person, not a virtual AI assistant.
Right, and all of our appointments are scheduled with real people, too.
Okay, cool.
No automated systems, no four-hour time windows.
Perfect. Good job. Yeah, I'll return your phone call in 4 hours.
You know, that's funny because you're used to certain things. I just had to move my office over the weekend and last two weekends, but this morning I recorded a message because until they can get out and hook up my new location, it's just going to voicemail. And so it was kind of interesting to have to record a message that, please leave a message once we get in hooked up in our new office. I'll be glad to have a real person answer the phone. But in the meantime, please leave a message. So
sure.
So why can't you take your phone and transfer it over to your cell phone?
I did in the message. I didn't note my cell phone number.
Oh, okay. Because you just can't transfer it?
I didn't even ask if I could do that from a landline into my cell
phone. You can't. You should be able to.
But they're supposed to hook that up this week. So.
Okay, good. Good. Well, I'm going to call and make sure you're hooked up. What's in your showroom, Chris?
We have a deck display with samples that people can take with them.
Okay.
We have a little kitchen display with some cabinets And my office is there in the showroom, and my estimator, his office is there in the showroom. It's all open air, so you can't come in and hide. So you got to come in, and someone's going to talk to you. It's not like Home Depot where you can walk in and not talk to somebody.
Gotcha.
I'm gonna stop by one morning on my way to work. Because it's close. I know right where you are. What about, do you have cabinets? You have a little kitchen? Do you have deck? And you said you had deck material.
Yep.
What about no lighting or any of that type of?
No, we're not quite evolved to that point yet where we have, you can pick out all your fixtures here too.
Yeah.
Most of the people we're working with interior-wise are either picking their own stuff out or are working with an interior designer who has picked out everything.
Yeah, let's talk about that when they pick out their own stuff. How do you handle that in your contract when you go to install something that the homeowner purchased and 6 months later it breaks?
If somebody purchases something themselves, we can put it in, but they will not have a warranty on that product.
Just the labor.
So if their faucet starts leaking and they bought it, it's their responsibility.
Right. And they need to understand that to come in and remove that labor charge is on them as well.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, that's a biggie sometimes.
I'm shaking my head yes if you couldn't hear the marbles
rattling. I could, yes.
Okay.
People are buying air conditioners online nowadays and saying, please install this for me. Good gravy.
But if they say, hey, this is what I want, we go purchase it, we get a little bit of markup on
then
it.
Then it's covered.
Then it's all covered.
Perfect.
And but it's still going to be their decision which fixture goes
right.
in. Like, do you want stainless chrome or brushed nickel,
no,
whatever.
No, good deal. Mike, do you install homeowner purchased items?
We do, but just as Chris said, with the same caveat.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's a dangerous avenue to travel.
I haven't had too many issues with stuff breaking like that, but I have had where someone finally sees it. A lot of shopping around here, it's a small market still. So you can't go and look at
right.
everything, and people get it, and then they don't like the way it looks. So,
return it.
Mm-hmm.
After you've installed it?
No.
Okay, good. Okay, beforehand.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. That causes a little delay, but at least it's not installed.
So long as it hasn't been marred or chipped or
yeah,
scratched.
But that's up to them. Anyway, share your phone number one more time, Chris, for our listeners so they know how to reach you and where your office is.
Our office phone is 928-458-4373. I have a wonderful office manager named Brianne who will most likely answer the phone.
Perfect.
And our office showroom is 9144 East Florentine, space number 1 in Prescott Valley.
Amazing. We're really happy to have you in our universe, my friend. We'll come back and close up our show. Listeners, don't move.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Chris, it was a real pleasure having you with Mike and me this morning, and I hope all of our listeners sure did learn about you, your philosophy on life, your philosophy on customer service, and why you are such a cool contractor.
Cool. Thanks.
It was a pleasure having you with
Absolutely.
Us. Absolutely. And listeners, you can meet Chris at the home show April 25th, 26th, and 27th, Finley Toyota Center, Friday and Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, 9 to 3, and free admission. Free. So
free,
we'll
free,
see
free.
What happens. Parking could be a little dicey because of the hotel, so please be patient.
And we do have some shuttles running
around.
Oh,
my gosh, I've got kids driving golf carts. I've got 4 of them, so watch for the shuttles. They'll be happy to pick you up. for free and bring you to the event center and take you back to your car.
And there's some older people driving the shuttles, too. Mr. Thurman's going to be driving one.
Don't call him old. Listeners, until next weekend, I'm Sandy.
I'm Mike.
I'm Chris.
And we say goodbye. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Drive safe. Don't speed. Wear your seatbelt. Use your turn signal.
And we'll see you at the home show.
Have a nice weekend. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Hammer Time. Waking Up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Heard each and every Saturday morning at 7, with an encore presentation Sunday mornings at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and online at kqna.com. A library of past Hammer Time shows can be listened to on the Yavapai County Contractors website at ycca.org.
Break it down.